of Northwestern, Evanston, Illinois.
It's time for Wildcat Insider. On the home of Chicago's Big Ten team, 720 WGN.
720 WGN indeed. He's Harry Tynowitz. I'm Mark Carmen. The Northwestern Wildcats are going bowling as they beat the Fighting Illini 42-21. Colonel Mustard's last stand for everybody.
I love the chili dogs.
I went double cheese and a hot dog yesterday. It was a terrible, terrible, delicious moment in my life. I always feel guilty, and then I always feel just so satisfied all at the same time. Here's a guy who probably never eats the double cheese and the hot dog. Clayton Thorson, what do you get at a Mustard's last stand after a Wildcat victory?
I'll get some hot dogs with some mustard on it, for sure. No ketchup.
That's solid. That's solid. Not true Chicagoan, but at least you're not going with the ketchup look. Hey, so how does it feel? You're bowl eligible. You beat the Illini, and your sophomore season, you got one more game to play.
Yeah, it feels great. You know, we're really glad to get this win for these seniors. You know, obviously, we'd like to get a few more wins in the season, not be in this position. But, you know, we're happy to get another month with these guys who've given us so much over the past few years.
You know, Clayton, obviously you would have liked to have had more wins, but considering where you were 0-2, losing to Illinois State at home, you'd have to say that from that point on, the season went pretty well for you.
Right. Yeah. I think definitely after those two games, kind of turned it around, and you know, we knew that's not the team we were, and we showed that the past few weeks, and so we're definitely happy about that. Just happy to get a win and go to a bowl game.
If you look at your work, Clayton, I know that guys get a little bit uncomfortable talking about themselves, but maybe we'll just do it for 1 second here. Last year, your completion percentage was 51. This year, it's 58. Last year, you threw 7 touchdowns and 9 interceptions. This year, you threw 21 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. So less interceptions and 3 times as many touchdowns. I didn't even go to Northwestern, and I can do that math. So I would think that overall, you would be pleased on how you've progressed from your freshman to sophomore year. Is that fair?
Yeah, you know, I'm definitely happy with the progression. I think I definitely can do a lot better. But I'm definitely pleased to improve each year, and now we got to improve before the bowl game.
You know, even though he didn't have a big day today, Austin Carr was as good a wide receiver as there was in the Big Ten this year. What did Austin Carr's presence on the field mean for you?
You know, it meant a lot. He's a great receiver, obviously. I'm glad the nation's seeing that. But he's a great guy, great leader off the field, and that's what really makes him great. But, you know, on the field, he's one of the best in the country. And it's great to see him getting all this recognition. So despite his, you know, not statistically having the greatest game today, but he had some great downfield blocks that sprung some touchdowns. And, you know, he's a complete receiver.
Clayton, you know, Harry mentioned it a second ago, but let's just kind of delve into it a little deeper. You guys were 1-3 after losing to Nebraska. You then proceed to go on the road and win at Iowa, who, by the way, beat Nebraska yesterday, and Iowa showed themselves to be a pretty good football team in the end, going to go to a good bowl. You win at Michigan State, who's given Penn State a little bit of problems, at least they were earlier today. You win at home against Indiana. You nearly beat the Buckeyes on the road. I mean, I'm sure you look at that game as something you at least could have had. What was going on in the locker room that got you guys on track? I mean, maybe it was Fitz, maybe it was you guys. I know there was some players-only meetings. What would you say?
Yeah, you know, I think, like what you said, we had some players-only meetings. And I think really in the end, I think our seniors were really key in just moving us forward and saying, hey, you know, we know this isn't us. And we know starting out 1-3, that's not what we expected. But we know adversity always comes at different teams. And I think this team really responded well to adversity this year. And so I was really proud of our guys, really proud of our offense. We responded to those first 4 games where we didn't play like we know we should have. And, you know, we got back to a bowl game.
And how does your preparation, you know, there's so much time from today until you'll play in the bowl game. You know, what is the biggest challenge for you? You know, you guys went to a bowl game last year. What's the biggest thing that the team has to adjust to in preparing for a bowl game as opposed for just another opponent on the schedule?
Yeah, you know, I think we got to take you know, obviously we have limited practice time, but take those practices and really get better, not develop bad habits. Because like you said, we got about a month until we're playing against another team, but now we get to go against our number one defense now and vice versa. And so that'll help us both out and just get better fundamentally and get ready for whoever we'll play in that bowl game.
Clayton, you helped me out this week on my pregame piece, which was on offensive lineman Connor Mahoney. And he talked about how, you know, our opportunity is to go to a bowl game and become the first class in Northwestern history to win two bowl games as they go back to winning the Gator Bowl on New Year's Day. So for you, you could be the first class if you win this year and then your junior year and then your senior year, you could set yourself up to beat Connor. That's my vision for you. Three straight and you went all 4 years. What do you think?
That's a great idea. I think that's the goal. That's what we should have. But yeah, got to get the first one to get the third one. So we'll take that from there.
It's like the Cubs are going for the three-peat. You got to start with one, but I'm just
right.
You know, I'm seeing the future.
I like the way you tie everything into the Cubs.
It's a sickness, Harry.
Yeah. So Clayton, you know, Northwestern has changed so much from when I was growing up, and I live in Evanston, and I love the fact that, you know, when the season starts, people talk about, hey, you know, Northwestern could contend, Northwestern could get to the Big Ten championship game. For the high school kid out there, you know, you were a star at Wheaton North and you decided on NU, what would you say to a high school kid that was debating about coming to Northwestern University to play football?
Yeah, you know, I would say, look at all the success that the guys from around the Chicagoland have had at Northwestern. You see with Dan Vitale last year and Justin and so many other guys who are from around here who come here because they know they'll get a world-class education, but they'll play against, you know, the Big Ten, arguably the best conference in the country. And, you know, a team like Northwestern, you know, like us, obviously, we're doing well and we're knocking on the door to go knock down some of those teams that are historically at the top of the Big Ten, and we just got to push through. So I would say to those recruits, you know, come join us because it's going to be a fun ride these next few years and you don't want to miss out.
Clayton, congratulations. We look forward to seeing you in the bowl game, and you made Dave Ennett very, very proud today. He's thrilled to be able to call one more game this year.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's our pleasure. Clayton Thorson, Northwestern quarterback. Anthony Walker Jr. coming right back here, Harry Tynewitz.
He's number one.
He is number one. Number one in your heart, number one in the program, and one of the best defensive players in all of college football. So that's next as our Wildcat Insider continues. 720 WGN.
Third down and eight for the Illini at the Northwestern 25-yard line. Illinois on third down today, just 2 of 8. On a draw, they give to Corbin, tries to bounce it out, and Corbin thrown down behind the line by Anthony Walker Jr. for a loss back to the 34-yard line. Walker with a tackle for a loss. It is fourth and long.
WGN, that was one hell of a football play. Is Anthony Walker Jr., the tackle for loss. Which one am I going to, Dan? 7 or 8? I assume I'm going to 8. I'm going to 8. Anthony Walker Jr. is on two lines somehow because he's just that amazing of a football
he's
talent.
He's all over the field. He's all over the phone bank.
Exactly. I mean, I've never seen that happen in the history of radio, but Anthony Walker Jr. is pulling it off. What's up there, Walk? How are you?
How you doing? How you guys doing? I'm glad to be here.
Look at you going to a bowl game, being in the Illini, huh?
Definitely, man. Always good to get the hat and, you know, beat your rivalry in Illinois. So, you know, I definitely get those seniors to a bowl game. So, you know, it's just all smiles in the locker room right now.
Yeah, and when you say the hat, of course, you're talking about the Land of Lincoln Trophy, which goes to the winner of the Northwestern Illinois game. I assume most of our listeners know that. What does it mean, to, you know, from where you were, starting 0-2, losing to Illinois State 9-7, what does it mean to you to come back and now this team is going to a bowl game?
You know, we could have easily tanked it at the beginning of the season, starting 0-2. Easily gave up and, you know, just started preparing for next year. But, you know, we didn't want to leave the seniors out like that. We wanted to help them get to a bowl game in their last year. And we knew we had the playmakers all over the field. We just had to go out and do it. And, you know, it wasn't going to be easy, but I think this team bonded together, fought together, and we were able to, you know, keep pushing forward. And, you know, we set ourselves up in a good position to win a bowl game.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe after you guys lost the Illinois State game, which was obviously a brutal, brutal pill to swallow, you're coming out the field, and I think your head was down, which is normal, right? And Dr. Jim Phillips, your outstanding athletic director, sees you, and he kind of just tells you, hey, keep your head up. We need leadership. We need positivity. You guys are going to go forward. Can you recount that moment in time?
Oh, definitely. You know, always having Jim Phillips there on the sideline before and after games is always, you know, something that I look forward to. You know, always has positive words, no matter, you know, what the score is or how we're doing, always has positive words for us. So, you know, definitely after that game, I was a little disappointed, you know, mostly in myself, you know, that I felt like I let the team down, you know, not being able to make enough plays for us to win. And, you know, I definitely didn't want to, you know, start the season off that way. So, you know, just, you know, my head was down, and I think he came to me and, yeah, definitely was like, you know, we're going to need your leadership and all that stuff. You know, you're gonna have to help these guys turn it around. And, you know, definitely to hear those words from him really, you know, got my mind out of it, and I was able to, you know, snap out of it really quick. But, you know, the natural reaction is, you know, put your head down after a loss. But, you know, as a captain of the team and as a leader, you know, I have to be able to be positive and, you know, just rebound. And I have to be the first one ready to get move past that. So, you know, having Jim Phillips there is always great.
Anthony Walker Jr., the star linebacker of the Wildcats, with Mark Carman and Harry Tanowitz on the beat on WGN Radio 720. While we're on the subject of leaders on the sideline, I've heard quarterbacks talk what it means to play for a head coach that was also a quarterback. What does it mean for you as a linebacker to play for Coach Fitz, who himself was the best linebacker in the country when he played?
Definitely. You know, always getting the, you know, the little tips and hints, you know, from your head coach is always great. I look to, you know, I get to play from Coach Hank, but I'm always looking to Coach Fitz to see what he sees. And, you know, he's always giving me little signals that, you know, this play may be coming or something like that. So, you know, definitely just have your head coach actually out there, who actually out there was playing the game, you know, at your position is always great to have.
Fitz is so intense, and Coach Hank is so chill. Like, I just want to go fishing with Coach Hank and just chill in the canoe and just go all day. How does that work those two together?
You would think Coach Hank is a little chill, but, you know, we don't see him that way. You know, he's always upbeat with us and up-tempo and very intense, too. So you can ask Gawanigwe Buke about that one. He loves Coach Hank, but he definitely knows that Coach Hank is very intense, and, you know, especially with the DB. So, you know, I think, you know, for the most part, they work very well together. You know, Coach Fitz is, you know, Coach Fitz mostly has to calm Coach Hank down most of the time. If you can picture that. I know you can't really imagine that, but Coach Fitz is usually the one calming Coach Hank down.
Wow. Would have guessed the opposite.
I mean, Coach Hank just reminds me of some of my, like one of my camp counselors who was the most relaxed dude ever.
I mean, I would think it would
relaxed, but he can get very intense.
I would think your teachers, Mark, would be upset with you. So, Anthony, will your professors now, will they treat you differently since you're bowl bound than if you had lost this game?
Not at all, man. I think you know, we have a great staff here. You know, as far as, you know, educators helping us get our degree. You know, I think for the most part, I think our professors do a great job and, you know, help leading us and getting us this great degree. They don't treat us any different than, you know, a regular student, so, which is one thing that I always loved and admired here. You know, not giving us the easy way out, you know, just make us earn everything just like, you know, you make the regular students earn them. And, you know, we have those relationships with those professors who, you know, love football and all that. But at the end of the day, we're students first, and they treat us like that.
Right. At Northwestern, despite the fact the football team's going to a bowl game, it's the theater kids that get treated specially.
Right, right. You're in the business school, right, Anthony, but it's not really a business school?
I'm in the School of Education and Social Policy, so
okay.
Not really the business school, but my major is kind of business oriented.
I see. So you're like super. Would you consider yourself, when you look around the room, you like, I'm the best guy in this locker room, not only on the field but also in the classroom? I mean, just puff out a little chest every now and then.
Not at all. You know, I love being around my teammates. I love those guys. You know, it's. You can't say who's the best. You know, you have Gawanigwe Buke, Justin Jackson, Clayton Thorson, all those guys. And then Mr. Belinikov, you know, Austin Carr. Well, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I love being around these group of guys. I told my dad, you know, he asked me a couple of days ago, you know, what's the biggest thing, you know, that you love about Northwestern? You know, what's the most interesting thing about Northwestern? I just like the people. You know, ever since I, you know, when I first came and committed, you know, it was because of the people. And, you know, the reason I love it here so much is because of the people. So, you know, I love all my teammates, my coaches, and everybody around. So it's just a great atmosphere.
What time did your alarm clock go off this morning?
I set a 2:30 alarm, and then my regular alarm woke me up at 6:30.
Who was in your room at 2:30 and screaming at you? Because
Nate Hall.
But I
woke up, like, right before.
Yeah.
So he was okay. He didn't hear it.
Oh, okay.
I woke up right before, and then I cut it off. I set it for 6:30, so he was fine.
For people that don't know, Anthony likes to set the alarm in the middle of the night just so he can celebrate the fact that he can go back to sleep. That's his strategy, which is a weird strategy, but that's our strategy.
I love that. I would also go back to sleep, though, after the 6:30 alarm. Anthony, Dave Annett, who, of course, is the voice of Northwestern Sports here on WGN Radio, was pontificating that maybe Northwestern would go to the Pinstripe Bowl at Yankee Stadium. You're a Miami guy. Do you care where you go? Do you want to go play somewhere in Florida so you get a lot of friends and family? Or would something like playing in Yankee Stadium appeal to you?
I mean, it's funny. You know, I've never been to New York before. My dad has always been a Yankee fan. So I guess that'll be good for him. I don't really mind where we play at. I'm just happy that we were able to get to a full season bowl game. And, you know, I'll take wherever we end up. And, you know, just happy to be playing for another month, man. I love these guys, man. I just, you know, definitely want to, you know, keep sending these seniors out the right way with a bowl win. I don't really care where we go, where we end up. But it would be cool to play in Yankee Stadium. You know, that would be really big. And, you know, spending holidays in New York wouldn't be too bad either.
Anthony Walker Jr., number one in your program, number one in your heart. Appreciate you, brother. Thanks for coming on.
Appreciate you. Thank you guys for having me.
All right. Anthony Walker Jr., love that guy.
He's
That's a winner. That's a good man. That's a positive dude. That's a guy you want on your football team.
He is all over the field. Two more tackles today for a loss.
There we go. All right. Quick timeout. Coming on back here, Harry. There was a moment at the White House this week that just felt so good all over. We have to bring it back.
Okay, I assume this doesn't involve Trump then.
Correct. That's absolutely right. 720 WGN.